Welcome to another edition of Alumni Spotlight. I'm joined by former Packers safety Mark Murphy. Mark, welcome back to Green Bay.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Now, Mark, you went undrafted in 1980. You managed to play 11 seasons in Green Bay. You were inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame in 1998. We see undrafted players make the Packers roster here and there just about every year, but back then there were 12 rounds of the draft instead of 7. How hard was it to make the team back then as an undrafted guy, and how'd you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of snuck in the back door. I worked hard and came in, showed I could perform, and there was three teams that were interested, and the Packers seemed to be the most interested. They drafted 4 DBs that year in 1980, so I figured they were going to make a change. So I said my best opportunity was to go there. So, a little luck, I broke my arm in my first pro game, the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio.
Okay.
So it was probably a blessing because they put me on IR and I got to learn from a lot of the veterans that were around me. So I think that helped too. So I practiced every day and kind of grew and developed as a player. And, one thing I came out of West Liberty, which is a little Division II school, and didn't have the man-to-man skills at the time. So that first year really helped.
I wanted to ask you specifically about the 1989 season. That was a team that became known as the Cardiac Pack. You guys played, I believe it was 10 games that were decided by 3 points or less every game, right down to the wire. What was it like being in a season like that, with every single game coming right down to the end?
For me, it was what a great year. I mean, it was fun. We were 10-6 and we don't make the playoffs, that was the frustrating part.
But, right.
The games were exciting and it was good chemistry on the team. We go out to San Francisco and beat them out there. And a lot of people think that was one of the best teams of all time. And we'll go out there and have a great win. So it was heartbreaking. At the end of the year, we're waiting for things to happen, to get in the playoffs, and it didn't. But what a fun year. I mean, it really was.
Do you think that team would have had a shot if you'd gotten in?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think they would have had a shot at least to win a few games into the playoffs. Who knows? The way we were playing and the momentum we were gaining, the games were close and we're winning them. So, I still think we would have had a shot.
What game do you remember most from your time as a player and what made it special?
Probably that San Francisco game, out there was Denver on Monday night when we had the snow so that was, that was a great game for me. The playoff St. Louis playoff game in 82 and obviously the, Dallas the next week. So you could say all the Bears games, I love that rivalry. I grew up a Minnesota fan. So,
okay.
I love playing, Minnesota. So, so there's a lot of great plays that you remember, but, those are the games that stick out for me.
What do you think defined the Packers in the era that you played in?
In my heart, I believe that we played hard. We did everything in our power as players, to be successful. The hard part was, we're 8-8, 9-7. We just can't get over the hump, some people say, it's the lean years. Well, they didn't feel lean to me, I just feel like we gave everything we had, obviously if you can give everything you had and it's not good enough, you can live with that, So, but great, great memories, great, a lot of great people in the organization, a lot of great relationships with players on the team. So, that made it fun.
What are some memories of the fans when you played, the fans in the community?
Well, it's funny because I look at like the strike year, 25,000 people still show up and there's no games being played. So, I mean, people love football here, I truly believe that's America's team, it says Dallas is, but no, it's Packers are to me. I laughed because we were, one game I had a chance to go outside the stadium, when I was playing, when I was hurt. And just to watch the people interact and the tailgating and, one in particular, they're laying down sod in the parking lot, you know, for, to tailgate for the game. So, you know, people love the team, and obviously they'll do anything, you know, to support them, and so it's special.